You know, sometimes in life, Big Perk, Eminem, you know, you don't have the greatest day in the world, okay? Because I didn't have the greatest night in the world. Big Perk, not only did my Knicks lose against Golden State last night while I sat courtside, but I had my baby girl with me. I had my baby girl with me, Big Perk. Daddy took his baby girl to her first NBA game. And do you know what she spent the second and the third quarter saying? You know the Knicks gonna lose, right? You know they're gonna lose, right, Daddy? I mean, you just have to accept it. You know, this is how I started my Friday, on a Thursday night like that, okay? It was almost like she was listening to Molly all day long. That is the world that I live in. But I'm here anyway. I'm here anyway. Eminem, how you doing?
I'm good. Friday, baby. It's Friday.
There we go. And Big Perk, I see that left eye and stuff like that. Looked like somebody hit you. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Don't let him hit you like that, Perk.
Oh, it's a feel-good Friday right here on First Take. Look at the team that's in the build. Okay, sweater.
Thank you, darling.
Monica, how we doing?
Girl, it's
You're
Friday.
All over the I'm place. You got a lot of jobs. I mean, it's good to see you. It is Friday. Friday.
People think I be making it up. People think I be making it up. What did you say? You said, hey, Monica, what's up? And she went like this. That's what she did. That's
live.
What she did.
I'm actually proud of how you put this together.
It looks good. You look good.
Here's what I want to say. It's more of a neutral palette. And I like that there's like a little texture to the shirt. There's a little design, but it's not too much. And I really love the pocket square. It's well done. It's understated. It's classy. It's very chic.
I'm out.
And you're doing a great job on a Friday. I want everyone to know I might have mailed it in with the outfits this week because I'm going on vacation. So it's just I'm on vacay mode, but it looks nice.
I just want to remind the world. Oh, God. And 56
Oh, here
years
we go.
Old.
It looked good.
Damn. I mean, jump back, want to hit myself. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? I mean, it's like that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not worried. It's okay. You just, even
it's
your
like
compliments
like
are backhanded because you act surprised.
Stephen A.
You act surprised.
Stephen A.
I mean, come on now.
They keep getting younger. You keep staying the same age. I mean, isn't that
how about
it's unbelievable?
Ain't something like that. Who keep getting younger? Who are these people? Who are these people? I see people getting older every day around me. Look at me,
Big
y'all.
Perk.
I'm an inspiration
Big
to
Perk.
The mass.
We got to talk to Dave Roberts and the whole NBA team. Like, what is the deal? Why are you never in New York and you're only in L.A.? Like, how do we change this?
Why are you bringing that up? Leave that man alone.
I mean, Molly, you know what I'm saying? If I had the special privileges of actually getting on the PJ, then I could make it happen.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I ain't getting on a PJ, and I'll be in L.A. this weekend.
Oh, for the first time. For the first
that
time.
That is not true.
That is not true. Perk's got on
congratulations. Nice JetBlue the other day. I flew JetBlue the other day.
All right, we'll leave it there. Monica and I are at a different party.
Come on, let's go.
Hold on, wait a minute. We can't start the show without your
Who's texting you right now?
Actually, it was Kimberly Martin's, complimenting me on.
Wow. Okay.
She tried to get you on the blue.
That's what it is.
Wow.
That's what that was about.
See?
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I'm just calling it what it's like. You complimenting me on the air, just like she gonna compliment me. But Big Perk, my focus is on you, my brother. What's up with the left eye? You all right?
Oh my God.
Man, I don't know, Stephen A. This stuff started
Wednesday. Makeup?
No, it ain't the makeup.
Don't let him do you like that, Perk.
The wife told me it was something about an eyelash or something falling. I don't know, man. It's just been irritating me, okay?
What is wrong with you?
I just asked.
You have to do that on national TV.
I just asked the question. Let's roll.
What's Perk, up? If you need eye drops or whatever, we'll get that taken care of for you. Just let me know. I got you.
Don't trust Molly. Might put an extra eyelash in your eye. Let's roll.
Okay. Steph Curry, he was rolling last night, had 31 points and 11 rebounds as he led the Warriors to a 110-99 victory over the Knicks in the Garden. New York was still within seven with under 3.5 remaining. But Curry made three-pointers for Golden State's next two baskets to push the lead back into double digits. The Warriors closed off the month on fire, winning 11 of their 14 games in the month, closing the third-best net efficiency behind the Celtics and Warriors, while the Knicks enter March ice cold, losing 8 of their 12 games in February with a negative net efficiency. But let's put this in perspective. I mean, the Knicks haven't had their team. They haven't been healthy, so
yes.
Let's be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Big Perk, tell me this. Are the Warriors the biggest dark horse in the West?
Oh, God. No,
I said the same
no,
thing, Perk.
No. Hell no.
Even with one eye, they're not, right, Kirk?
They're sitting at the number 10 spot in the West, okay? That means that, hey, they're going to have to get out of the play-in tournament. Do I think they're going to be in the postseason for us being out of the play-in tournament when it starts? Hell no. For the simple fact that, guess what? They might just have to face the Los Angeles Lakers. And when I think about LeBron James and Steph Curry matching up, two out of the last 3 years, guess who sent them home? It was LeBron James. So before we could start talking about are they the dark horse of winning the Western Conference, they actually got to make the playoffs. They are in the play-in tournament right now. And I get it. They're playing some fantastic basketball right now. Jonathan Kuminga has found his niche. Steve Kerr has, you know, trust in him. Steve Kerr has done an exceptional job for his mixing the vets with the young guys and his rotations. I get all that. But the fact of the matter is they're still sitting in the 10th spot, and I still don't believe that they, if they were to make the playoffs, they couldn't beat the Clippers, the Nuggets, or the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I hate to do this because this is my brother. This is my little big bro right here. I hate to do this, but, I disagree with you, first of all. I'm not saying that they, you know, I shouldn't say I disagree with you because I don't consider them the biggest dark horse out West. And I get where you're coming from about the Lakers because the Lakers are also in the play-ins.
They will play each other right now.
And they will play each other. So we get all of that, and the Lakers have set them home. So they're not the biggest. You're right. I still think they're a very, very formidable threat. But I had to call Big Perk out on national television right now, Eminem. I usually wouldn't do that. I just messing with him about his eye. I knew it was makeup. I just messing with him about that. But I am messing with him about this, too.
You knew it wasn't
so
makeup.
So check this out. Yeah, I did. I mean, obviously, it's you. I mean, who you would be the expert. You would know. Here's the point, Eminem.
Yes.
Big Perk was on television the other night. Because, you know, when Big Perk's on, I got to watch. Mm-hmm. I got to watch. Mm-hmm. Okay? And he was on television the other night. And the Clippers were up on the Lakers. At halftime, Big Perk said, you know something? It's just levels to this. And the Clippers are showing you, you know what I'm saying? It's just levels. And then LeBron James turned around and said, Perk, what the hell were you talking about? What the hell were you saying? And then all of a sudden, when we looking for Perk post-game, couldn't find him. So I just want to make sure that the world understands that Perk, the prophet that is Big Perk, isn't always prophetic. Not always. And so when you sit up here and you talk about the Golden State Warriors, even though I get where you're coming from, and don't lean all the way back because we need to see you, you're too big to be missed now. Here's the deal. When you look at Steph Curry, all right, and the greatness of Steph Curry, and I look at what the pieces around him are doing, yeah, they seem a bit too small. I get it. But when they're making shots, Lord have mercy. There's something to watch. And I'm just saying, don't sleep on the Warriors. Don't sleep on them. That's all I'm saying.
Two things real quick, Monica.
But they are not the biggest dark horse. He's right. It is the Lakers.
Go ahead, Perk.
Okay, two things. One, I'm glad you corrected that at the end and not straddling the fence as you've been doing for the entire season on first.
Yeah, but get him, Perk.
Not standing on business. Number two, I also keep receipts. Now, yesterday, you know, I was off because I had obligations. I was shooting a commercial yesterday.
I still
was watching you. And you're not a prophet either. I saw you apologize on national television.
I know.
Because you said that the Clippers were going to kick the Lakers' ass.
That was your exact word.
So everything that come out of your mouth is not the gospel.
But I never said that it was.
I was just pointing
out that you
Well, allow me to clarify from the pulpit, since y'all need some help. I think that the thing that trips us on this question is we got to define dark horse. The same way I really think we need to define contender, y'all, because we keep having this conversation. How many teams can be contenders? What is a dark horse
trying
to do?
How about this? The dark horse, for the purposes of this conversation, the dark horse is the team that nobody was talking about being in a championship equation that may very well end up in the championship equation. How about that as a dark horse?
All right, let's do it.
You know what I would say? I'd say the Dallas Mavericks.
That's the one that we haven't been talking about. We've been talking about these two teams because of their fan bases and how they drive. This is what I will say about the Warriors, because we started this week with Draymond's comments over the weekend about believing they had enough to contend. Last night, I did a double take call in that game because I'm like, are they that good? And then I had to remember that the Knicks obviously are depleted. They are second in the league in rebounding, surprisingly, despite their size. They have such a knack for finding their long rebounds when they miss three-point shots. Draymond and Steph, the way Steph moves, y'all, it is still a thing of beauty. It is masterful. His gravity is there. There is a world in which they draw a larger matchup, a team with size, probably more likely Minnesota than anybody else. And maybe their quickness and speed poses some real problems.
And their accuracy.
But I don't see beyond a series. Like, it gets tricky for me. So I actually still lean the Lakers being the darker horse and the Mavs, technically by our definition today.
Go ahead, Big
Bird. Well, my dark horse in the West is actually the New Orleans Pelicans. When I think about what they have in the depth and what Zion Williamson has been doing, do you know since the All-Star break, he ranks number three for his points in the paint? He's been making sure that he gets everyone involved. C.J. McCollum has been balling out of control, averaging a little under 20 points a game. Brandon Ingram, we don't talk about him enough, a younger version of Kevin Durant when it comes to the offensive end, being able to get to his spots, rise up over, you know, guys that are smaller than him, knocking down crucial shots, tough shots. And then when I think about the wings, right, you look at the kid Murphy, you look at Alvarado coming in off the bench, picking up 94 feet. Big Valanciunas down in the paint, just anchoring the defense. So when I think about the New Orleans Pelicans, they're my sleeper to come out of the Western Conference.
Let me say this to you, and it was some noise, you know, over the weekend because of how they tried to troll me because I called them out. Let me say this, and I'm dead serious. You know, we don't have to get into the details, but we have to make sure that the level of discipline that Zion is presently exercising is something he will continue to exercise as the season progresses because there's a lot on the line. We look at them, and I totally agree with you about their depth.
Yeah.
I believe in Willie Green as a coach, but in the end of the day, it's been 22 years. They've got two playoff series wins. They've got as many names over the last 22 years as they do playoff series wins. Two.
But let me say this. C.J. McCollum, during the All-Star break, was on NBA Today, and he said the accountability that they have in the locker room and the way that they're able to be open and honest, I think Zion is going to be perfectly fine.
So, okay. And I will add this, only because I just had their
game. They also got some size on them, too.
They have terrific size. Herb Jones was a name you didn't mention in terms of
their
wings.
Herb.
He should be all-defensive team. He's upped his game offensively. Going into Wednesday's game, they had 15 different lineups.
Yep.
And Zion had played about 80% of his game going into Wednesday's game. And so there is something happening there. They're very focused on being out of the play-in, having both won and been successful in the play-in and lost last year in the play-in. But I like that as a dark
horse. As an aside, not Molly, just a huge, huge nugget, some breaking. You know, it's not breaking news.
A nugget.
It's a nugget, but it's something I wanted to tell you something.
Tell me.
You know, I've never had the pleasure of being to Paris, you know, other than passing through when I was departing from Magic Johnson's 60th birthday celebration in Saint-Tropez.
Oh, God.
But I will tell you this.
What a drop.
I have been asked, you know, to attend Fashion Week in Paris. I just want to say.
God.
Who asked you?
That's my next question.
Who is this person?
I just want to say that.
Who is
not
this person?
Revealing.
Come on, Jordan Brand.
Be revealed at a later date. Because obviously, as you can see, I mean, when you think about the kind of outfits that I might rock because of where I'm at, I'm just letting y'all know I'm dropping it. It is possible. I haven't made that decision. It is possible that I might show up at Fashion Week in Paris.
Okay, I'm just wondering if I can get a ticker, like I can get a check mark on the screen every time he does a humble brag.
Right.
Is that even a humble brag, or is that just like a straight up brag?
I'm biting this. Well, I mean, it was a celebration. Everybody was there. Black Hollywood was there. But the point that I'm trying to make, y'all wasn't, but that's okay. The point is that I'm going to do it. I steal this look from Steve Harvey. See, when you drop a mic and you do something, then you go like this.
Well, Molly, I mean,
he's just so in my ear. Yeah, go ahead.
He do have the budget. I mean, when you think about it, not only is, you know, outside of that, he's getting his Social Security. He just said he's 56.
But it's unfortunate. Perk, when there's a big when there's a big pie and they just take it all, there's none left for anyone else. Girls try to just get 1%. 1%.
Hey,
I mean, isn't it women's month?
At the national championship game, did I not get you a hat? That was emblematic size and damn it.
A
you know what I'm saying? Perfect hat.
You are unserious right now. I can't believe this is a Friday show.
I'm not even paying attention to him.
That's rough.
And I'm not sitting this whole show because I'm having back spasms and I don't care. So
okay,
that's just
great.
Happening. Thank you.
Just tell all your business.
Well,
let's go.
I'm just telling you. I don't have a chair behind me.
Tell all your business.
All right.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Reports the Jets suspect ex-receiver Mecole Hardman was upset with his lack of usage and diminished role and in turn leaked the team's offensive game plans before New York faced the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs during the 2023-2024 season. Okay. Wow. All right. That's new news for me. We welcome in Lewis and D. Wood. Stephen A. Okay. We'll just give this a moment. You're looking slim. You look great. You look great.
I'm not trying to humble brag, but I am. Like, I'm feeling really damn good.
That's right. Yeah, you look great.
I feel good.
The yellow.
I feel good.
The haircut is sharp.
I know it's sharp.
You look good.
I know.
There's only one problem.
It's Friday. I'm not wearing a tie today.
You made the mistake of coming sitting across from me. When I lost weight, I had to go and get some new outfits.
Don't worry, that's coming. It's coming. Don't worry, it's coming.
You can't lose weight, but wear the same outfit that you was wearing when you have more pounds.
It's coming.
Or you have to.
Okay, it's coming.
Perfect day to wear a shirt without the jacket.
It's okay. You're not gonna bring me down right now.
Why do you have to be like the fun police? Like, can't you just let people live?
Let's go.
Gosh, you're such a boss hog.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, Lewis Riddick. Lewis Riddick, live from Indy.
No one can compete with Lou, though. I mean, Lou,
sweet Lou,
bald and sexy.
Yeah.
Bald and sexy.
Yeah.
What's up, Mr. Chippendale?
Sweet Lou,
how you doing, baby?
How's the timeline?
Did you have
some? Did you have some steak last night?
Yes. You character now, don't you? Don't you? You see I got rid of that tie, don't you?
That's not hilarious. Casual Friday. All right, tell me this, though, guys. This story's wild, if true, Mecole Hardman story. If true, what should the punishment be?
Well, I'll start it off because I'm not going to be too extensive about this. These guys are more qualified than me to touch on this subject. To me, I find this very, very hard to believe, and I'll tell you why I find it very hard to believe, because I can't imagine that the Kansas City Chiefs or anybody would touch you if you were guilty of such a transgression. If you are, that's damn near banishment. Leaking a game plan of your team to the opposition, if that is what the accusation is and there's any truth to that, that's betrayal. That's betrayal to your teammates, to the organization, the whole bit. You don't do something like that. Yeah, I mean, it's just that simple for me, fellas. Again, yeah. I'll leave it to y'all to get more in-depth about it because obviously y'all are far more closely connected to the game with your resumes and all. But I got to tell you, I mean, that is an egregious offense, and I can't imagine that Mecole Hardman would be guilty of such a thing. Go ahead.
Luke, go ahead, Luke.
When you talk about compromising the integrity of the game, if those kinds of accusations are true, I mean, I don't look, that's immediate suspension.
Without question.
And a fine that, look, I mean, I don't even know where you even begin. I don't even know what the precedent would be. I don't know if there is precedent if something like that was true. And Stephen A., to speak to your point, knowing how Andy feels about things of that nature, so to speak, you know, like stealing from your teammates, lying to him about things. Like, I've heard him in team meetings, in training camps, kind of set the tone for the season as far as how he feels players should conduct themselves. And he's a very principled individual when it comes to being honest, competing fairly, protecting your teammates, protecting the game. And he can be very lenient when it comes to guys who make mistakes, you know, outside of the football, compound in terms of, you know, making mistakes due to your immaturity, having bad moments and stuff like that. And he has been someone who's been very forgiving and giving people second chances in that regard. But for something like this, if this were true and he had any idea about it, yeah, I would find it very hard to believe that he would invite him back to his football team as well. And because this is something, look, man, as a player, as someone who would, if I was a member of the New York Jets and if something like this was floating around or something that like this was proven to be true, can you imagine, Woody, can you imagine the kind of fury and stuff you would feel inside that someone would give all of all the preparation, all the work that you go through to try and win a football game, that someone would just say, hey, look, I'm pissed off at the organization. I'm pissed off at my play time. The hell with the rest of y'all. I'm just going to let the opponent, I'm going to give the opponent every opportunity to go out there and take food off of your plate, to take money out of your pocket by beating you. Come on now. Come on, you couldn't. I don't know if you could recover from something like that if it was proven to be true.
Right.
I just as a side before I really jump into it is the irony in all of this is Zach Wilson probably had his best game against the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, with this whole story, he literally had his best game against the Kansas City Chiefs in that game. But you know, that's a whole nother story. But listen, I echo what Stephen A. and Lewis was talking about. I think for me, I don't know about the punishment aspect because we all know, you know, when you talk about doling out punishment, you got to deal with the collective bargaining agreement, all those type of things. But I think for me, it's more so, bro, that's grimy as hell. Like you're on our team. I'm with you every single day. I'm with you more than I'm with my own family. And so just because you're disgruntled, you're going to leak our game plan to I don't give a damn if it's a team that you want a Super Bowl with. You're not with them. You leak the game plan to an opponent?
Yeah.
Like, why would you would be retrograde to me. Why would anyone want to touch someone like that? That's the only question I have, from Kansas City.
Have you guys ever heard of this, by the way?
No,
like, in
never.
All of your years of never. Sports, have no. you never heard of this?
Mm-mm. Never. Yeah. And I got to tell you this. That's why the word that comes to my mind is banishment now. Mecole Hardman was on my team for the Celebrity All-Star Game or whatever. In all seriousness, my brother, this is one of those moments. If this is false, you need to make sure you speak on that today. Seriously. Mm-hmm. This is not something you wait and you allow to linger. It does not get more egregious. I can't think of anything that I've ever heard of in sports. I'm talking about in sports in terms of on the court, on the field of play. That's worse than this accusation. Taking a game plan and leaking it to a competitor, you have betrayed every one of your teammates. The organization is a given.
Right.
But I'm talking about, let's bring it closer to home. Cats that you in the locker room with, okay, that you know is busting their tail to get some level of production out of themselves, putting in all that hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, as y'all call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you are compromising that level of success. Somebody accuses you of something like that.
You cannot be silent.
No.
You cannot be silent. You cannot disappear. Yeah. You can't leave it to a PR machine. You can't issue a statement or a tweet. Mecole Hardman, wherever you are, get in front of a camera, get in front of a microphone, and if this is not true, I mean, I'm talking about today. Get the hell in front of it and say, yo, this is a lie. This is false. This is not true. I would never do something like that because any hesitation leaves room for doubt.
Yep.
And you can't be in a locker room when you are surrounded by cats who are doubting whether or not you would compromise them like that. You cannot do it. You cannot be silent, fellas.
Yeah, Stephen A., this is definitely one of those where you can't just go no comment. No, this is not a no comment issue.
Right.
No, this is a I got a comment issue. Because look, think of the danger that you would be putting your teammates in. Think about your quarterback, for instance, right? If you just really wanted to go ahead and kind of like go down this road of if someone did that and you were giving away protection calls, plans on third down, plans against blitz, plans against zero pressure, plans on third down. Think about how you would be compromising the safety of your teammates on and off from an offensive perspective in particular, where, you know, a defensive coordinator could wind up trying to like, you know, figure out, well, I know exactly how to attack this protection. I know exactly what the adjustment's going to be. I know exactly what the audible's going to be. And you know what? You just have like free reign to go ahead and just tee off on your teammates, or you're allowing the opposing team to have free reign to tee off on your teammates. I mean, that right there, I'm telling you, when you're talking about compromising the integrity of the game, that's the very definition of it if you wind up doing something like that. So for sure, if this isn't true, you got to say right away, hold up, man. Somebody, like, let's call a press conference right now. Because look, whoever's putting this out there about me, I mean, you're assassinating my character right now. You really are. You are absolutely dragging me through the mud by attaching this to me, and I'm going to debunk this right out of the gate. So, yeah, that I think that is something that you're right. Someone can't speak on his behalf. The team can't issue a comment on his behalf. He needs to get up there and say, look, man, the heck with that. That is not true. I wouldn't dare do something like that, and let me put this to bed right now. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, this is a safety thing, man. Like, you have that. If someone's privy to that type of information, you know the type of kill shots you can lay on one of your own teammates. You know what I mean? Like that's why I agree with you. Like, he got to do this now. Yep. Like, even like the guys in the Kansas City locker room should be looking at him sideways, like, that's bro, right. Like, we just want a chip. We just want a chip with you. And this information is rolling out.
Bro, even if it was with the New York Jets, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs or any NFL team, any player, any person that would do something like that, you cannot work with them. You don't want any parts of them.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. Not to literally secretly give a game plan.
You don't.
Of your game
you
plan
don't want that
to the opposition.
You don't want that attached to your name, man.
You don't want that attached?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You can't have that. Yep. If y'all even went, if either one of y'all were running an organization, if you were running that organization and he was on your team, you'd get rid of him. If he was guilty of doing it for another team even, but he was in your locker room, you'd
no
be like,
question.
You got to go.
Right.
I,
how
you gotta
would that
go.
Be handled no in a locker room? Like, you find that out.
Oh, they would roll up on him. They would roll up.
Tell me how that would be addressed with all the blood, sweat, and tears, effort, energy, sacrifice that goes into getting on the field each week.
I will tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Look,
it would literally be a brawl in a locker room.
Yeah.
I've seen fights over much, much smaller things.
I don't think it would be a brawl.
Some
of them have no friends.
Some of them
have no help.
Oh no!
I mean, everybody would descend upon him. He would truly, truly be a lone ranger.
No,
there is no teammate that would come to the defense of a teammate that would do something like that.
Let me tell you something right now. On everything, someone would get to go to blows with that cat over that in the locker room.
When I think of some of the locker rooms I was in back in the '90s with the Cleveland Browns. Guys like Carl Banks, Pepper Johnson, the late Eric Turner. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Look, they ran that locker room. Those dudes were grown men that ran that locker room. And you're going to cheat me?
Well, let's
you're
be very clear.
You're going to give the game plan to someone?
Let's be very clear to crystallize it for the audience. We're not talking about a disagreement. We're not talking about an argument.
Right.
We're not talking about you privately standing in front of the locker room and wanting to get in other people's face or something like that. No. That's not what we're talking about here. What this man has been accused of is having a game plan and feeding it to the opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Secretly.
Right.
because the Jets believe that he leaked game plans. Let me tell you something right now. If you are Mecole Hardman, if the Jets, if there is a hole in their arm, first of all, you got to speak on that immediately, like I said. That's grounds for a lawsuit. Seriously, if they are false, because that's a career ender, y'all. That's a career ender. What locker room could he possibly go in if somebody believes it's true? If evidence came out that this is remotely true, what locker room could he go in? Nah, he got to speak up today. Yeah. And if the Jets are wrong, he got to consider legal action. Seriously. Because it doesn't get a greater indictment than. Am I right, Lewis? Does it get any worse than this as an indictment against
man.
The player?
No. I mean, we can sit here and try to, you know, twist our brains in a pretzel to try and find the most articulate way to say this. But look, you boiled it down very simply. Look, the locker room is about trust. I mean, these are your brothers. I mean, I know we use that phrase a lot, but look, we know. It's not just football. It's any sport. Right. Okay? You are out there when you're in a team sport, not an individual sport, but a team sport, where your success is dependent upon the guy next to you, and that guy is dependent on you. And you're giving the opposition keys to victory in order to put you in compromising situations, especially in a game as dangerous as football, because it is a dangerous sport.
Right.
It's something we accept, but it's hard enough to excel at the game when the opponent doesn't know what you're doing. If he knows what you're doing, you're exponentially increasing the possibility that you could be put in harm's way and get hurt. Right. I mean, come on
check
you can't
out.
Do that.
And here's the difference. Let me crystallize it for y'all from a reporter's perspective. When you are a reporter, remember, columnist, beat writer, I've done all of that, right? Every single locker room, there's somebody
right.
that's leaking information about something. It could be a fight in the locker room. It could be an argument that took place.
Right.
It could be how you feel after an outcome. There's always leaks on every team, in every sport. Don't let them lie to you. It is the absolute truth, okay? We know this.
Yeah.
That's entirely different than what we're talking about. This is not some argument or you leaking that, I couldn't stand the coach or I couldn't stand this player or that player got into a fight. No, I'm talking about potentially leaking a game plan to the opposition. That is a gazillion times more egregious than what I just mentioned. There is no comeback from that if you're guilty of such a thing. So he really, 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 I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second. I don't find that to be his character. I really pray that I'm right in thinking that way, because if I'm wrong and he's guilty of something like this, you can make a legitimate argument that his career in the NFL is over simply because ain't nobody going to want to touch him.
There's nothing worse.
It's his trust.
There's nothing worse.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Strong, empowered, fearless. Here at ESPN, we celebrate Women's History Month by highlighting women breaking barriers every single day. We admire them.
Hey, Wayne! Can't help but watch when she plays.
We celebrate them.
Back to back champion.
Your national champion.
The all-time leading scorer in women's college basketball.
We uplift them.
The impossible is possible.
Women's sports is a real thing.
She got the moves.
Who's ready to hit?
Me!
We honor the women who came before us.
It's bigger than basketball.
Tara stands on top.
No one has won more games in college basketball.
This is for all of the women that played at Stanford.
Brittany Griner is a generational talent.
So we can continue to push the limits of what's possible for the women after us.
The youngest head coach to win a national championship.
Jen Powell, umpiring a major league spring training game.
It doesn't matter if you're a girl or boy. If you can shoot, you can shoot.
I want my legacy to be the impact that I can have on young kids.
Women change the conversation. Women change the game. Women change the world. Sure do. Who runs the world?
Not bad, Molly. Not bad. I mean, voiceover there, you know, very, very, you know, very impactful. Absolutely.
If I could go home right now.
I'm serious.
Like, if I could.
I mean, I like it. I like it. You know, you're a matriarch on television. I mean, you know, doing, you know, voiceover is very impactful. And I like it. I like it. I'm very proud. I'm serious. Let's move on. I'm not you. I give out real compliments, okay? I meant that. So,
did you get enough time with your single shot? Is that good?
I wasn't even paying attention. I was paying attention to the compliment I gave you. You know, you didn't receive it in the spirit that it deserved. So
as you guys can see, there's still a long way to go for women, but we're doing well, and I'm proud of the year that we have. Kudos to Sarah DeWolf for putting that incredible piece together. And today's March 1st. We're kicking off Women's History Month.
Way to go.
Still a long way to go, clearly. Okay, let's keep it going here. To the NFL we go. We all saw Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs go into Baltimore, knock Lamar Jackson and the Ravens out of the playoffs. Our guy Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco had a really interesting conversation on Nightcap last night. Listen to this thought experiment.
If I put Lamar in Kansas City, they win in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, offensively, there would be a different offensive dynamic. It would be a different offensive dynamic. You have a great defense. You still got Spags. You got Andy Reid. Who knows? Listen, stay with me now. Lamar Jackson and Todd Monken had a great year together.
Yes.
Can you imagine Lamar Jackson and Andy Reid? Boy, picture that. You talk about Picasso. You thought Picasso was creative in what he did? Now imagine Andy Reid and Lamar Jackson.
All right, let's break this down. Lewis, Riddick, would Lamar have won the Super Bowl if he was on the Chiefs? What do you think?
Okay, so would he have won a Super Bowl had he stepped into the same situation that Patrick Mahomes stepped into, learning behind Alex Smith, being taught by Andy Reid, Doug Peterson, Matt Nagy, Eric Bieniemy, and being around that kind of culture with that kind of innovative offensive mind, with the kind of weapons that Patrick has been able to play with over the course of his career that helped him win 3 Super Bowls? Yes, I believe Lamar would have won a Super Bowl. by that amount in this amount of time. I'm not saying he would have won three. I'm not saying he would have won this year. I'm saying, though, he would have won a Super Bowl. Why? Because you know I come on here, I talk on every single show about the importance of structure, the importance of the developmental program that teams put you through in order to maximize your potential. And Andy's as good as there is in the history of the game at it when it comes to quarterbacks, when it comes to bringing them along, finding out what their strengths are and what they need to work on, keeping them on the straight and narrow as far as keeping things simple about this is what you need to work on, this is what you already do good, but I'm not going to let you off the hook as far as what you need to continue to improve on. He has done it with multiple quarterbacks since 1999 when he first became the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, and he brought along Donovan McNabb, and then he brought along Michael Vick, and then he tried to bring along Kevin Cobb, and then he got to Kansas City and he brought along Alex Smith, and Alex Smith had the greatest season of his career, and then he drafted Patrick, and now things have taken off into the stratosphere. Look, Lamar would have without a doubt benefited from that kind of structure. And that's not to say that he didn't have a great structure in Baltimore. And I'm not in any way saying John Harbaugh has failed him or any way, or Greg Roman failed him or Todd Monken failed him. I'm just saying the structure, the program is just as important as the individual player. And Lamar is uber talented and he would have benefited tremendously, just like Patrick has benefited from Andy's innovation, his stickler for the details, both on and off the field, mm-hmm. and the way in which he instills confidence in that position in particular. I saw him do it with Michael Vick when Michael came there, you know, after his time being incarcerated, and how he took his game to a whole new level under Andy's tutelage. I think he would have done the same for Lamar if he had got Lamar at the beginning of his career. And there's no question in my mind, he would have helped lead them to a Super Bowl.
Oh, stop it. That's ridiculous. No, Lord, I'm not good. No, I'm not
doing that.
But by the way, you ain't the only one.
Hold on.
You ain't the only one.
What was ridiculous about what I said?
The Super Bowl.
What was ridiculous about what I said?
Lamar Jackson would not have won the Super Bowl, because this is what they were talking about, really. Lamar Jackson would not have won the Super Bowl this year with that Kansas City Chiefs team. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't say this year.
Well, I mean, what they're talking about, will Lamar Jackson win the Super Bowl?
I said he would have won a Super Bowl. He would have won a Super Bowl at this. He would have won a Super Bowl had he been. Look, during the time that Patrick has been in Kansas City, if you take Patrick out and say Lamar was there starting in 2017, he would have won a Super Bowl by
now. All right, that's what I'm saying. You can believe that. I don't yet. I don't, because I haven't seen that from Lamar Jackson as of yet. And by the way, D-Nab wasn't no scrub now. You know, Michael Vick wasn't no scrub.
I know, that's my point.
And they didn't win a Super Bowl for Andy Reid either. This is my point. You have your point, I have mine. They don't win it. Andy Reid never had a Super Bowl championship until Patrick Mahomes was his quarterback, yes or no? Has Andy Reid ever won a Super Bowl without
that's
Patrick
true.
Mahomes? That's all I'm saying.
So but Patrick doesn't. Patrick didn't play center, guard, tackle, tight end, wide receiver, defensive tackle. He didn't play all those positions.
I did let you speak. I let you speak, Mr. Chippendales. I gave you the floor, man. I didn't even interrupt you. I didn't interrupt anything. I'm saying to you this: Andy Reid, 5 NFC Championship games and a Super Bowl appearance to Donovan McNabb. Obviously, that's pretty damn good. Michael Vick took him to the playoffs. Obviously, that's pretty damn good. Alex Smith, his best season. Obviously, pretty damn good. We know the Hall of Famer that is Andy Reid, even without the Super Bowls. Okay. We consider him a Hall of Fame coach because that's how great he is. But that don't mean they would have won the Super Bowl. You could have won games. You could have been very successful. I believe Andy Reid would have been just as successful with Lamar Jackson as John Harbaugh has been. But I have not seen Lamar Jackson in that moment, because really when we're talking about Super Bowl championships, in order for you to acquire it, it comes down to moments. That is something we're still waiting for when it comes to Lamar Jackson. I know he's great. I know he's phenomenal, and I know he would won game. He would have won far more than he lost with Andy Reid. I get it. But Super Bowl is the operative words here. And when it comes to that, it takes moments. And we are still waiting for those moments when it comes to Lamar Jackson. That is the bottom line.
You know, it gave me pause because, you know, Lewis brought up the fact that Andy Reid has been so successful with different quarterbacks. But when I look at this question, it's almost like we can't downplay that Patrick Mahomes is one of one. Like, Patrick Mahomes is in his own room as far as the discussion of quarterbacks in the National Football League, and everyone else is below him. And so to say that, oh, we can just drop Lamar Jackson in the same situation and have the same outcome. It's almost like diminishing who Patrick Mahomes is as the player. Like, we just, you know, not long ago had discussions about Patrick Mahomes, you know, in the conversation with the Tom Brady and Joe Montana. I think what makes Patrick Mahomes so great is in the moment of truth, that's when he plays his best ball. Now, as great as Lamar Jackson is, that's what we're still waiting on. We're still waiting on Lamar Jackson in the moment of truth when it's needed from him, the plays are needed from him. We're waiting for him to step it up to another level. And so can Andy Reid coach that to him? That's something that you can't coach. That's something that's within you as a player. And to me, that's why I wouldn't say, oh, if you just drop Lamar Jackson in, he would basically do the same thing that, you know, Patrick Mahomes would have done.
And you know what? And I get your point, Woody. And listen, I know a lot of people watch this show, and I know a lot of people who love Patrick Mahomes and who love quarterback talk, you know, would sit here and go, Lewis, what you're saying is essentially what Woody is saying is that Patrick is replaceable. Hell no, I'm not saying Patrick's replaceable. Okay? I was tipped off about this dude a long time ago before he even stepped off the field. I knew he wasn't – he's not just replaceable now.
Right.
Okay, what I'm saying, though, is – When Stephen A. references those moments, it's funny. I asked Andy on the practice field before the Super Bowl this year. I said, you know, just tell me what it is. Like, what is this superpower of Patrick's truly in your words? And, you know, and he said, look, if I could boil it down to one thing, it's this, is that he can come off the field and tell me exactly what I need and that I can help him with. And then I can tailor what I'm doing to help him go back out on the football field and find that inch, find the ability to make that play, that moment that puts us over the top because of his ability to communicate with me. If he could have developed that same kind of relationship with Lamar, and I mean, this is all speculation at this point, I believe he would have won at least one. I'm not saying he would have done the same things that Patrick is doing. Patrick is one of one. And we will look back on him in due time as the greatest to ever play the game. I'm just saying, I think he would have been able to catch lightning in a bottle and won at least one, though, because I think Andy is that special.